Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio Nation, you are tuned into the cutting room floor. It is Friday. I am LeVar. You know, I, for a second there, I thought I was going to have my wonderful co-host do a musical interlude to start the show in.
Oh, God, it would have been horrible.
No, I wasn't going to have you sing it. I was just going to have you hum it. But the second voice that you hear is that of my wonderful co-host, Mary. What's going on?
Not a whole lot. How are you? Thank God it's Friday.
Yes, thank God it's Friday. And I guess I can tell everybody here in Chicago, being as it is Friday, we are actually, you know what? This is our first show in September, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, so we are not in August anymore. We're not in summer. We are now pretty much headed towards fall, which is... I think it's quite depressing. I'm so used to the summertime and the sun, and I'm not used to fall and the leaves falling off the trees and everything like that, but I don't know. I think it's because here in the Midwest, I know that that rain and the trees and the leaves are soon going to lead to snow. But for Mary, who is out in the wonderful Las Vegas area, I know that will soon lead to just more warmth or maybe even a jacket at probably like 60 degrees, so I really don't I don't feel bad.
Yeah, I know. You're going to feel bad about this, but I might actually have to break out my jeans.
Oh
my God.
Bummer.
I know. Wait, sympathy? Nope, no sympathy.
No, none. But just a reminder to all of you who listen into our shows, you can always catch the latest on what is going on here on News and Comment Network over on Twitter at NewsCommentBTR. And, of course, we're on Facebook, News and Comment Network Blog Talk Radio. And then you can go to, and I swear to you, the webpage will be updated as soon as we can kind of get things rolling back with our studio system. But you can get all of the links as to where we are over on our webpage. That is at newscommentbtr.wix.com/fanpage. So you can catch all the links, email, everything that you need to know, and especially over on iTunes, because, of course, if you sign up for the shows on iTunes, our podcast, shows are free. Is that me or you? Thought I heard a noise there, right? Who knows? Anyway, this Friday, and this is actually going to be interesting because I did not get a chance. It was something that I talked about with my co-host last week. And normally I am the one that sets up stories here, but I am going to have her set this up because I think this is actually quite interesting. And it's probably going to span a debate. It will probably span argument somewhere along the way. And I swear to you, we did not go into depth about this because I wanted to pretty much discuss this as it was happening more today. But tell the audience out there that is listening exactly something that you thought about last week and pretty much why we're going to discuss it this week.
Okay. Last week, it came about when talking with another friend of mine that it was easier to find, quote-unquote, safe topics to discuss with men than with women. And that would be, you know, just anything that you could, if there's a lull in the conversation, you can always say, hey, how about blank? And those safe topics, it wouldn't matter what opinion you had of them. It wouldn't matter if you had no opinion of them. As long as you had something to say, those topics would be okay to discuss. There would be no you know, you won't get offended. There's no, it doesn't matter if you agree. You could have your debate, but then it'd be still at the end of the discussion, everybody's still like,
yeah.
You know, and when we discussed it on the phone, you and I, we started with just the safe topics for guys. Like, if a girl could have an opinion about sports, consumables like beer and food, and what's a good way of putting it? Oh, whatever. I'll just be plain. Anything sexual. If you have a plain, just any kind of opinion. It could even be like, ew, gross. If you had any kind of opinion as a woman, you could talk to any guy about any one of those three subjects and still have a pretty good conversation.
Now,
when my lovely co-host asked,
well, at that point, I wondered if it could be in reverse, and was there anything guys could talk to women about? And quite frankly, even after a week of now thinking about it, I couldn't think of a doggone thing.
And unfortunately, neither could I.
So that now brings up the topic of whether guys are a lot more, I guess, flexible when it comes to talking, or is it women? Now, here's the thing, and I don't want to get in trouble in this. Save your cards and letters. But I find it very hard, as does a lot of other guys. Now, and this now goes back to the reason that a lot of guys always come about and they say, man, you women are hard to talk to. It's true. Because even if you bring up, say, now, of course, you'd never want to talk about other women around other girls because that's just going to start off with arguments that you're not going to get yourself out of. But even if you talk about, say, the things that Mary just mentioned in her list, if you mention consumables, chances are you're going to run across a woman who is either a health nut or just doesn't do that. Now, of course, like I said, if you talk about beer, the majority of women are probably going to be like, ew, I don't drink beer. Then arguments are done. And of course, guys, we'll all talk about beer because we either drink, you know, this or that or that. I don't think you're going to get a guy that says, ew, beer. You know, a guy's going to have an opinion on it. Somewhere, somehow, some way. And I guess to put an asterisk to what we're talking about, when we talk about safe topics, yes, there may be a chance of debate, but I think in its own way, too, is that you could talk about it and it's not going to lead to an argument. Because I think with guys, when you mention things with guys, the only time it starts arguments will probably sometimes be sports, especially if they are, you know, a fan of a
diehard fan nuts.
Yeah, diehard fan. That's going to cause
even those quote unquote arguments are not really arguments as long as you have an opinion. And
yeah,
that's where it comes down to it. Even those aren't really arguments. We're talking like it's still safe to go into sports because even if you're starting to talk about diehard fan nuts stuff, you can easily turn, well, yeah, what about, you know, let's say they're a huge, huge White Sox fan and absolutely hates the Yankees. And if you like the Yankees, oh, God, no, what, you know, whatever, blah, 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 you start talking. Well, what about, and you could steer that subject, well, what do you think about hockey? And then all of a sudden his opinion on hockey may be either similar to yours or less fanatical. And it's easy to steer that conversation and to have those, that rolling conversation that, like, if anybody ever really listened into the conversations that LeVar and I have outside the show, they just, you don't even remember what we started with, and somehow we ended up talking about Kim Kardashian's shoes. You know, we may have started with a flower blooming in the park. You know, it's that rolling, undulating conversation that just kind of flows on its own. Women are hard to talk to, apparently. But not all women. I'm not going to say that either. Because there are some women that are not offended by most subjects that will talk to you about whatever and give you their opinion or say, you know, I really don't want to talk about that and not be offended by it, not be upset about it, by it, but just kind of steer the conversation away. I think women have a lot of knowledge, though, which really is really where it comes down to, like, we have a lot of opinions about a lot of different things. So you would think we'd be able to find something. safe, quote-unquote.
Yeah, and I was going to say, the one lone thing I thought about before it was shot down, I was going to say, well, you could probably talk close, but
nope.
Then that even brings about its own arguments.
Yeah. Like, Michael Kors does not make anything above a size 10. You know, or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And real women have curves, thank you, or whatever the case may be. But then it'll always get drawn back to something that's very highly charged. So
mm-hmm.
less charged topics. But yeah, it was an interesting week. I did get an opinion from a gentleman that said that women aren't hard to talk to, that men just want to believe that they're hard to talk to so they don't have to talk to them.
Really? And
I mean,
of course,
I shortened it down and made it more concise. But yeah, that's basically the opinion.
I'm going to say now I got a question about this fellow. I'm going to say, for the one that said women aren't hard to talk to, while I agree in I agree in part with what he just said, I don't know if I'm going on the part that the guys just don't want to talk to them. I think, in a way, the guys don't want to start an argument. Chances are they're pretty much not going to walk away winners here, and the woman's not going to make him walk away feeling he's correct.
So do you think he just likes avoid confrontation? Like, men like to avoid confrontation so much that they would rather believe that we're hard to talk to and
Sometimes I think sometimes we just don't feel like dealing with that. you know, if you're gonna go up to a woman and you say, hey, you know, what do you think about? I mean, if it was just the simplest of things, and if I came up to you and said, hey, well, what do you think about that interview that Kim Kardashian did where she said she feels insecure about her body? Now, I know right off the bat that said woman is probably going to not even discuss that part, but she's going to be like, ew, I hate Kim Kardashian. She's a blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah. And then she's going to turn around and be like, do you like her? You think her body's blah, 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 blah? And then it just gets ugly from there on out. And it's like, all I asked about was the interview.
But here's the thing. You've already made a decision on how the discussion's going to go in your brain about that one topic. What happens?
But you know why?
You don't know that about that woman. That woman might actually stick to the topic. Like, if you didn't know me, you had already made that decision about that conversation. The funny thing is, if you would have asked me that question, I would have been like, yeah, I know. You would think somebody as beautiful as and as famous as and whether or not I think she's beautiful or not, people think she's gorgeous, that she's insecure about portions of her body.
But that is because you are in the minority of the women who would not do that. And there is a
high percentage. But how do you know that?
But here's the thing. From guys, and when they talk to women, it always seems, and it's more, I guess it's because the odds are more higher that we will run across those women that will be like that. And I think it's kind of like the one bad apple spoiling the bunch. In this case, it is a bunch of bad apples that is spoiling the small bunch, because at the end of the day, sadly, they're half of the women who, if I put 10 women in a room and I bought up that conversation such as that, chances are 7 out of the 10 of you are going to take the conversation that route. You're going to add something to it where you're going to not like, you're going to add your 2 cents in on additional, that you don't like her, that you didn't like the video, that you think that she's quote unquote a skank, that you don't like it, and you will add something just to even, you know, add even more fuel to the fire. And it will happen. And I guarantee it. If I put out there tomorrow a poll on our website asking them about this Kim Kardashian interview, somewhere along the way, 7 out of 10 women are probably not going, they're going to have some dig at Kim Kardashian, and it's just going to happen that way. And I think that's why guys get nervous when it comes to talking to women about certain things, because, you know, it's just like, if I could come talking to you about sex, it doesn't mean I could go talking to other women about sex, and I guarantee you that if I, out of those 10 women again, I'm using that whole thing, if I go talking to those 10 women about it, I guarantee you a higher percentile is going to be disgusted, and then the small percentile wouldn't mind it because they appreciate, you know, being open like that. And it's and even then, those women who do that, the thing is that while they may like talking about it, that probably was the wrong point and moment of bringing it up, and they pretty much are probably people who don't like talking about it out in open like that, or they prefer to bring it up when they feel comfortable about it, or it may be one of those things where, you know, like I said, it's kind of like that thing where if they dated two girls, one girl's not going to like what the other girl's going to like. Kind of the same for guys, and I'll turn around on that before you get on me about that, but kind of the same for that. But I guarantee you that the things that girls can go talking to guys about, guys will have that opinion on no matter what. It's kind of like it's one particular thing. I guarantee you if you bought 10 guys into a room and you start talking about sports, maybe only one will probably say he doesn't follow it. That one that doesn't follow it, he at least, you know, he may be working all the time, but I guarantee you the nine other guys in that room are going to start talking about it, have an opinion on it, form it, and it will, you know, it's like it's a given. It's an instant given that if you bring it up, or if you bring up sex, guys are going to have something to say about it, and they won't be offended. They're not going to say, no, I think that this is inappropriate, and maybe we should talk about it behind closed doors.
And that's where I want to argue with you so badly, because I know lots of women. Obviously, I talk to women as much as I talk to guys. Do not get me wrong. I have a lot of guy friends, but you have a lot of girlfriends too. And those girlfriends and I talk about all those sorts of things, and we don't get offended by that. Is it just because you guys have, you know, the extra appendage that we don't, or that you just don't? I think it's along the lines of I don't give up when somebody has an opinion. Like, we're talking about sex, and we have a mixed group in the room, and it's now five men and five women, and the five men, obviously, they have their opinion about sex, how they like it, how it's done, where it's done, why it's done, who it's done with, who else it's done with, whatever the case may be, whether or not they want to talk about it in public or not, they all have their opinion. You're right, all five of those guys do, and all five of the women have opinions too, but you have to get to them. And therein lies the work. You don't necessarily have to, and it's not hard work. It's just more along the lines of just answer. Well, I think more women are act offended about certain topics because they think that's what you want them to be.
But see, that, and now I'm going to stop it right there. That's why. Because I was like, you can go to a guy, and I hope you get my point in this.
Because
you
it's
can
work.
Go to a guy, mention sex. And you can go to a guy mention sex, and the guy is not going to say, hey, she wants to get my pants, or blah, 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 blah. And even if they did, it's like we're not offended. But if you go to a woman and you mention that, they're going to be offended, and then they're going to think that's all you want to talk about. And I think that's why guys get to a point of where they're almost not scared to mention certain things, but it's like we take a more cautious approach because if we do mention that, yes, there are some women who don't mind it. I'm not, you know, I'm agreeing with that. Like I said, you're in the rare minority that wouldn't be offended by that stuff. But chances are, if you had 10 guys in a room and you brought up sex, none of them would be offended. None of them really wouldn't care, and they would all start talking about it. But that odds changes when you put women in the room because half of them would probably be offended that the mere mention of it was brought up, and they would think that that was the reason, the only reason you were talking to them was because of that. And I think that's where I was kind of going with that, and I think that's why guys get so skittish about it, because if I go to you and talk about it, okay, that's fine, that's cool. But if I went to a total stranger and just had the same conversation and they walked away and, you know, they pretty much were like, well, I don't think that that's a – topic that we should be discussing like that. And then it's kind of like, okay, well, I just talked about it with her. She wasn't offended. Now I'm talking with you about it. You're offended. And I think that's why it's like that's that 50-50 thing. Whoever guys will go to, they know that. That's why I think with guys, when they have female friends like that that they can talk that stuff about, it's like they cling on to those people because at that point they know that they can't talk to a lot of people when it comes to that type of stuff. And sometimes I think we talked about it here in the past where, you know, we say conversation is so important in relationships and everything else. I think this is why sometimes, too, and it's not on a men thing or a women thing, but it's like this is why there's some issues with relationships because guys were comfortable talking about this with some women, and then when it came to other girlfriends, they weren't as comfortable talking about it. I think I mentioned a story a while back where, you know, a friend used to love to, you know, talk about different things in the bedroom with his ex, but when it came to the new girlfriend, she was far more different. You know, it's just like, we can't talk about that this time. Only when she was ready and when she felt comfortable talking about it. And even then, some of the stuff he brought up, she was easily offended by it. So I think that's why guys are skittish about it, because not every woman's the same. It's not, and we're not just talking sex, but there are also other topics of discussion where you have to kind of, like, tread through the minefield.
That's easy when you jump to, that's offensive. But, like, even with sports and even with food, I mean, we went through a lot of these things that some women are offended by. I think it's about the work.
Yeah.
Women are allowed more work to get to. I mean, really, we are. I'm not going to lie. You can't just strike up a conversation and be like, hey, what do you think about those Rangers?
Yeah, and see, and guys,
and have all the girls go, oh, the Rangers. Who are they?
Yeah. And see, and guys,
that kind of thing.
Yeah, and guys, some days we don't want to have to put up with all that work. It's like, it should just be easy. I should be able to come to you like you're able to come to me and have an adult conversation about something without having to go into it. And without somebody walking away offended or having to go into an argument. I think that's why sometimes guys get skittish about that stuff.
I think guys get skittish because they don't want the argument. They're doing everything they can to avoid confrontation.
Well, that too, yeah.
Y'all are
scared of
confrontation.
Yeah,
where women love debating.
Yeah.
Women love to argue.
But do you
I will argue a point even if it's wrong.
You'll beat that
just
dead horse.
Argue. Hey, at least I can admit it. Come on.
No,
how many women will admit?
And that's exactly what I'm talking about, because with you, we could sit here and have these conversations, and it's all right. But I guarantee you, if I went to another friend of mine, it would be entirely different. And I can go to two guys, out of those odds, have the same conversation, nothing changes, no arguments, nothing. And I think that's why. It's like we pick our battles where we can, and at that point, you know, if we feel like arguing that day, we'll do it. But if not, we don't feel like it.
All right. Well, find me on the website. Argue with me all you want. I will discuss all topics. Send us your opinions.
Speaking of a quick argument, because we've gone through all that, I don't think we're going to argue on this one because I think we're going to feel the same way, but this news article came from Lehigh, Utah, and a woman caught a mother potty training her two daughters at the dining table of a Utah restaurant. Kimberly Decker posted on her blog this week about a photo of a toddler sitting on a potty training toilet at the Thanksgiving Point Deli in Lehigh. She said that while we sat down to have lunch, I noticed this young mother was potty training her two twin daughters at the table. It didn't quite register at first what was happening, but when I took a second glance, I realized that this is not okay. I decided to snap a picture of the whole incident, and then later that afternoon, as a joke, I decided to post it on Facebook. I couldn't believe this response I got. A local television station picked up the story, and Decker explained how she initially thought that the seats that the kids were sitting in were booster seats. She was stunned when she realized they were actually toilets. She said she had to undo the jumpsuits and take them all the way down so they were completely nude with the jumpsuits down at her ankles, just eating their chicken nuggets sitting on little toddler potties. She posted the picture on Facebook, but it was taken down by the social media site after the photo went viral. Now, a spokeswoman for the Thanksgiving Point Deli told the station that they received several complaints over the incident. She says, quote, I think state and local health codes were probably an issue as well as just social norms. Now, the identities of the mother and children have not been revealed. Now, this is kind of one of those what would you do moments, because if you went into said restaurant and saw this happening, what are you thinking?
I agree with that other woman. First of all, it wouldn't register at first. It really wouldn't. But then after it registered, I would be appalled. And I will probably say, well, I'm also very vocal, so I'd probably say something to the mother and then walk out of the store, or walk out of the restaurant. I would say something to the mother, something to the restaurant, and then walk out. And never go back. And never go back. That's inappropriate. Order the lunch to go. Take your kids home. I understand you have twins and you want to go out and actually see the world outside your little house. But geez Louise, do not do that at the table.
It's
insane.
I know people are trying to, quote, teach their kids to, I don't know. I guess it's because of the whole innocence thing. But, yeah, there's a time and a place to potty train. Now, I can understand, you know, mom having the potties there and maybe taking them into the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
But to use it at the table is just gross, because I hope you would not do that at home as well. I mean, like, I want to sit there and not only, you know, see that, but smell that if they are doing that while I'm eating.
Right.
That's just rude.
And then what does that teach your child? You can go to the bathroom while you're eating your dinner.
Pretty much.
Isn't the point of potty training to get them to say, I have to go, and taking them to a special place to go? That's the point of potty training, not to have them sitting down and be like, well, if they have to go, I need to have them know that they can't go in their pants.
Pretty much.
I understand that. I potty trained a child. I know, I understand that frustration, but in the same token, I never had the potty available to me when I went to a restaurant or a store or anything. She had to learn. These are the things that you have to do.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah. I think that's actually undoing potty training by having them being able to sit at the table and do that. They have to get up and go to a special place. I mean, you don't have a potty everywhere in your house. You have to get up and go to a special place.
I agree.
It's appalling.
I agree. Really quick on the cutting room floor today, real quick article. It's interesting. If you go to Sean.yahoo.com, there was 8 flirting mistakes that you don't want to make. We'll actually post this over on Twitter, but very interesting. Among some of the things, the 8 flirting mistakes you don't want to make was filling empty silences with just blabber, acting bitchy. This comes from... that was their article, not mine. It says, dudes don't dig bitchy women, so rather than complaining about your job, your roommate, or your best friend, sister's boyfriend, be positive. This is going on and on about yourself, being oblivious to boundaries, talking about your exes, staring at them, getting too touchy-feeling, and giving away too much too soon, which I think is a bunch of things that we kind of talked about here in the past when it came to relationships. But I thought that was pretty funny that they did mention those things, but yeah.
That is because we are the starters. We are the cutting edge here. You know, we're going to find an article about safe topics to discuss on your first date.
You know what? I think there was articles about that, and I think that I may have to do a little research on that this week, but we're definitely going to look that up and see. And we've got a couple of minutes, and the clock on the wall is almost telling us our time is up. But I want to say in the next few days, we got a lot coming up here on Blog Talk Radio. Coming up on Sunday, of course, upon further review, we will be here Sunday night. New time, 10:30 Central Standard Time. Monday, Kiki Dare will be here for the 401 Lounge. We'll be back here next Friday with another edition of the Cutting Room Floor. And then, of course, on Monday the 17th, Lacey Wild will be back in the 401 Lounge, 5:30 p.m., Central Standard Time. We got a couple of huge 401 lounges coming up this September, and then October is going to be big already. October 5th, I can tell everybody that the Love Lawyer will be back, and actually that will preempt one of our shows on a Friday on October 5th, so she will be back again. We got 90 seconds. Any shout-outs this week?
Nothing that I have on my calendar.
That means we have 90 seconds of, like, just, see, now this is like awkward silence time.
Well, no, it's not awkward. Don't fill the silence with blabber. Wait, I'm not flirting with you.
Story of my life. So, as the clock on the wall, we got like 60 seconds, and I feel this is actually rare when we actually have more than like 90 seconds of like just free time.
You already did all the stuff for the web pages,
yeah,
and Twitter and all your,
yep,
shows.
Yeah, all the shows coming up, and I guess at that point, nothing left to do but to play the music, huh?
Peace out.
With that, everyone.
All right.
With that, everyone.
I definitely want people's opinions on what we talked about, though. That would be fun to see.
I know, and I hope that if you are listening, like I said, either hit Mary up on her Twitter page at LouEyesMama or hit me up at NewsComicBTR or on the webpage or on Facebook or wherever the case may be, because I want to actually know about this. Who's he to talk about? And yeah.
I really want to see that.
Yeah, we'll put that poll up. But like I said, the clock on the wall is telling us the time is up. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'll see you on Sunday. And for Mary and myself, we'll see you next Friday.
Peace.